Okay, today's daf is Menachas Daf Pei Beis, and we are on Pei Aleph Mabeis as we continue in Perek HaTodah. Two more days in Perek HaTodah of Menachas, the eighth Perek in Gemara. So, we are on Pei Aleph Mabeis, second wide line. We just had a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiah, how to interpret a couple of braises. Bishamai, Bishilal, the discussion was, why isn't it an undermining, a chazara of the neder when somebody says, I want to bring a toda, but I don't want to bring breads. So why don't we say he's basically being chozerbo? If you can't bring a toda without bringing bread, so why don't we say that the whole thing is null and void? So they both said, no, it's not true. Either because the shita of Bishamai says tfos los and rishon, or Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even Bishilal, because the case is where he assumed that this was a regular lashon of a neder, and he now is only trying to change it now. So we went through another brisa where everybody had agreed it's Bishamai. So let us go to now the second wide line, because we just said we darshed from a pasuk in the brisa, shmor v'shamata. You shall guard and you shall hear. So the Gemara is up to Maishmar v'shamata. What does that mean on the second wide line? So Amar Abaya, Shmor. This is what we tell him when we say, tough luck on you that you only want to bring a toda, you got to bring the breads also. Shmor have a toda. Guard it. Shmor, guard what you said. Bring a toda. V'shamata and you will listen. Have a lachma. Bring the breads too. So Shmar, guard what you said, but Havi Lachman, also bring the breads. We're going to force you to bring the breads. Rava Amar, a little differently. Shmar, Havi Toda Vilachma. Shmar is including even the breads, is included in Shmar. The Shamata, Shalote Ragilasos Kane. Shamata, that don't do this always. Don't make it difficult and make nidarim that we're going to have to force you what to do, even if you didn't mean it. It's going to be confusing. So don't be ruggled to do that. Rashi says, lindar toda below lechem. To make such type of neder. 2 points. Number one, is there any nafkamina between Abaya and Rava? Just had a darsh in the psukim. Shmar shamata. So the Sfasema says, yes. There is a nafkamina. Shmor is what they need to do. Guard it. Shamata is like extra, what we are imposing upon them. You shall be shmor, you shall guard what you said. The shamata, and you shall hear it, meaning hear what we're telling you to do. So the machlokas is, what are they arguing? They're arguing about whether the breads are included in the shmor, or that's the extra thing of a shamata. So is there a fundamental chiyuv? This is a regular toda? Like you said toda, and you said without the lechem, no, but this is a regular toda, with the lechem. So then that's included in the regular shemor. Or shamata, it is still somewhat different, but we are imposing you to do that. That's when it would be included in v'shamata. My nafkamina, you violate bal ta'acher, if you don't bring the breads. That's the Sfas Emes' Nafkamina. Nira de Baha Pligi, de la Abaya, Hagam de Mechuyav Lahavi Lechem, Mikal Makom, Ein Ze Bechal Nidro. Yes, according to Abaya, you have to bring the Lechem, but this is not your Neder. Ve Eino Over Bebal Yachel, Shehevi Todaso Belo Lechem. And you're not going to violate Bal Yachel if you bring it without it. Kivadu Lonadach Lechem. We're going to force you to bring the Lechem, but it's not going to be included in Bal Yachel. Ve Rav Asvira Le, Kivad Hadin Hu, Tzorach Lavi Lechem, Havi Mamish Kapirish Bedidro, Mamish Kapirish Bedidro Lechem, Ve Over Nami Bal Yachel. Amazing, Sfas Emes, he finds an afkamina to this little two lines of Agarata, which we would think, oh, just machlokas that the darsh in the psukim. Sfas Emes says, no, he gets to the root of it, that it is a machlokas about whether you would violate Bal Yachel, whether it's included in your neder or not. What are we making such a big deal about darshening these two psukim? So just the one other ha'ara of the Torah Tamima. The Torah Tamima in Dvarim. Already almost a week within Shavuos. So the Shmar v'Shamata. So the Torah Tamima says, why do we darshan it? Because the order is really unusual. It should have said Shamata v'Shmar. Then we would have said, okay, that's the regular way of writing. Shmar v'Shamata, it says it because that's unusual, and that's why we darshan it. Just like Nasa v'Nishma. Nasa v'Nishma is also out of order. Just like Kimu v'Kiblu. Usually you have to be makabel something before you're makayim it. So by those three examples, this is the least famous, Kimu v'kiblu, and Nasa v'nishma, and right here, Shmar v'shamata, Chazal darshan something each time, because it's not what we would have expected. V'nirad v'chlal ma'shanir lo ha'ulidro shloshen zeh, afkish l'far shekipshuto, ki l'fi epshat havle shma v'shmar, shemuktam shomim v'akach shomrim. That's what he says. V'gam ha'chadar shinu loshen zeh, v'zehu gam tam ha'drashos ha'bos. Other drashos as well. Okay, that is the Torah Tamimah's Hosafa on the Gemara. So now we go to right after the parentheses, right, the fourth wide line. Okay, fourth wide line. So the Mishnah had said, he v'lach, but so this should be like a two dots here. And we have had the past couple of days that the two dots were in the wrong, I shouldn't say the wrong place. It seems to us in a better place. Here it seems like there should be a two dots here, so we'll pretend there's a two dots there. He v'lachma min ha'maiser, yavi. So what did the Mishnah say? If somebody promises to bring a toda and its bread from Maiser, bring it from Maiser. So yavi delo sagi delo maisi. What does that mean? You have to bring it from Maiser. If you promise to bring it from Maiser Sheni, you have to bring it from Maiser Sheni. So Rabbi Nachman or Rav Chisda Amar, no, Ratza maybe. Lo Ratza lo Yavi. No, you can. If you specified right away, right when you made the nether, that you want to bring it from Maiser, okay, we will allow you. Of course you don't have to. You can bring it from Chulin also, but you can bring it from Maiser. Period. Next. Velo Yavi Michite Maiser Sheni, Elamimos Maiser Sheni. With the last line of the Mishnah was, don't bring it from actual wheat of Maiser Sheni. Don't take Maiser Sheni wheat to grind it into flour to be used for the Lachmei Toda. You can't do that. You can't use actual Maiser Sheni wheat. Why? Ella, what could you use? The Mishnah doesn't say. The Mishnah just said that statement. You could use most Maiser Sheni. You could take Maiser Sheni money and buy flour in order to use for the Lachmei Toda. That's what you can do. What about a middle case? What's the middle case? As follows. Rav Achman, Rav Chisda, Dami Chavayu, Lo Shanu, El Mechide Maiser Sheni. The problem is, you're not allowed to use actual wheat that is Maiser Sheni wheat. Avo Mechitim, Halakuchos, Bimos Maiser Sheni. What if you came to Yerushalayim, and then you bought wheat with that Maiser Sheni money, and you transfer the Kedusha of the Maiser Sheni onto the wheat? So now there is Maiser Sheni Kedusha on the wheat. So then, Yavi, that's okay. That's okay, you could bring that and change that into a lachmei toda kedusha. Yosef Rabbi Yirmiyah kamei Rabbi Zeira. V'yosef v'kamar Rabbi Yirmiyah was sitting in front of Rabbi Zeira, and he said lo shana ela mechitim maaser sheni aval mechitim al kulchas b'chalas maaser sheni yavi. He also said the same thing. Omer li Rabbi ata omer kain, said Rabbi Zeira to him, that's wonderful, that's your shita. Your sheet is that you're not allowed to bring lachmei toda from actual wheat of Maiser Sheni, but yes, from wheat that was bought with Maiser Sheni money. Ani Omer, I say, who's talking? Rebbe's talking, as we've mentioned many times. Rebbe's the only one in Shas that uses that lashon of, it's Amarli Rebbe, right? It's not, one second. We're not doing, Rebbe's not here, right? It's Amarli Rebbe, like I read it before. Reb Zeira's talking to Reb Yirmiyah. Haven't we said from Reb Yosef Engel in the past that Omer Ani is only used, maybe Ani Omer is different than Omer Ani. Okay, I guess we have to say that. Yosef Engel says that Omer Ani is only used by Rebbe, it's Lashon Vanaval, Ani is Daiti. This is Ani Omer, this is the opposite, maybe you can see, it's like, I say, right, just get an opposite feeling. Ani Omer, Afilu Mechidim Alakuchat B'mod Maiser Sheni Lo Yavi. I say that no, even wheat that was bought with Maiser Sheni money, you cannot bring Lachmei Toda from there. Meaning, what's the only way that you can bring Lachmei Toda? If you have Maiser Sheni money and you use that explicitly to buy wheat, that's going to be used for the Lachmei Toda. Once the wheat has Kedushas Maiser Sheni on it, so then it can't be switched. It can't be switched to the Lachmei Toda. That's the Machlokas. You definitely, again, the Mishnah, you can definitely not use Chitim Shel Maiser Sheni. You definitely, well, we'll get to a drasha in a minute why that is. You definitely can use Mos Maiser Sheni. The question is the middle case. What if you took your Mos Maiser Sheni and you bought Chitim with it, and then you transfer it, now it's Chitim Maiser Sheni, Chitim that were born Maiser Sheni, that's the Machlokas. And Reb Zeira continues, V'ematai Mediti, V'ematai Dididach. Let me explain to you my reason, and I'll even explain to you your reason. V'ematai Mediditach. What is your reason that you only disallow chite meiser sheni, but you do allow bought with meiser sheni. Elatami didach toda mehechacha yalfisla. Where do you have a lot of sources for toda? Where does it say carbon toda in the Torah? In Parshas Sav, mishlamim. You learn a lot of halachas of toda from shlamim. After all, toda is a type of shlamim. You learn toda. Specifically, Rashi is. Where do you learn that you cannot bring actual Meiser Sheni wheat for your carbon toda? You learn that from Shlomim. Why? Rashi says in the second wide line, Shabon mi Meiser Sheni, v'toda ikri Shlomim, but you still aren't allowed to bring it from actual wheat. We'll see why in a second. V'shlomim sham shami Meiser, and Shlomim, you have a Gzira Shava, you learn it out from Meiser Sheni, that you can use Meiser Sheni money to buy a Shlomim. He's going to take the money or to Yushalayim. He can take the Meister Sheni money to Yushalayim and buy wheat specifically for the Lach Beit Toda.
Or he'll take the money to the base of Mikdash and...
Or he'll take the money to the base of Mikdash and also will be okay. He just can't buy other wheat with and give it and have that transfer the Kedusha of Meister Sheni onto that wheat and then have Meister Sheni wheat and want to use that for the Lach Beit Toda. That you can't do.
But the case where you certainly can do it is...
You just have the money. You have the Meiser Sheni money and you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Or you bring it to Yerushalayim and you buy wheat specifically for the Toda that you're going to bring, the Lach Beit Toda. Umina. So this is all within, remember, the first Shita. This is your opinion that only wheat is excluded. Why? Because you learn Toda from Shlomim and Shlomim from Meiser. Umina. Ma Shlomim ein gufan Meiser. Just like Shlomim is not, you don't bring the actual Meiser for a Shlomim. Why? Because Meiser is growths, fruits, and Shlomim is a carbon. So just like you can't bring actual Meiser for a Shlomim, Aptodanami ain gufa Meiser. And so to a Toda, you cannot bring actual Meiser for Toda. Vahani chiti halukuchos, but most Meiser sheni nami ain gufa Meiser. That's why wheat bought with Meiser sheni money is okay. Because that's not actual Meiser. That was bought with Meiser money. So therefore, that's why you, Reb Zeira, tells Reb Yirmiyah, hold, and the previous opinion also hold, that only Chitim Meiser Sheni are excluded, but not Chitim Halakuchos Bekesa Meiser Sheni. Let's just finish, and then we'll comment. Ema Taimi Didi, and let me tell you my Shita, though. I say that even Chitim that were bought with Meiser Sheni money is excluded. Toda Mehechaka Yalfina La. Where's Toda? Learned out. Mishlamim from Shlamim. Mishlamim Shlamim Shlamim Meiser. So far it's the same. Ma shlamim ein min meiser. Just like shlamim, you can't bring a min of meiser sheni for shlamim, because again, meiser sheni is only fruits, right? Fruits and growths and grains, so that can't be a shlamim. So just like it's impossible to have min meiser to be used for a shlamim, so af toda ein min meiser, so to carbon toda, you can't bring any min meiser directly for a carbon toda. Lafukis, that also excludes chitin alakuchos, but most meiser sheni, to min meiser ninu, even if it's not actual meiser sheni, the wheat that grew, this is something that could be meiser sheni. And therefore, you cannot use meiser sheni wheat, or anything connected, wheat that has meiser sheni kedusha on it, for a toda. The only thing you can use is money, that is meiser sheni, that you specifically buy lachmei toda. Right? That's if you want to look at Rashi. Rashi says what I just said on the look at the Rashi Ksavyad. He says it even clearer. Fourth line of Rashi Ksavyad in the middle. Ela min amos yikne lachmei toda l'shem toda d'maos lav min meiserhu. Right, mos is lav min meiser, and therefore that's the only thing you could do. You could use the money. Okay, there's a question. The Gemara says that we use the language, even on the top line of the Gemara, Shlamim Sham Shami Meiser. What does that mean? That we know that we bring what's generally done, we bring Meiser Sheni money to Yerushalayim, and you buy Shlamims with it. How much of a Chiyuv is that? How much of a Chiyuv is that? If you look at the Lashon of Rashi, all the Achronim are Medayik in the Rashi, third line in Rashi, Av Sham, the Gabi Shlamim Meiser, De Yachol Lahavi Shlamim Meiser. Everybody picks up on that word. Yachol. You can. Rashi here doesn't say you're obligated. You can. That's what Rashi says here. But if you look in Rashi Yimsachem Dav Zayin, it doesn't sound that way. Rashi Yimsachem Dav Zayin sounds like you must. You must. If you look, this is all discussed in the Noseh Kalim on a Mishnah in Meiser Sheni. The Mishnah Meiser Sheni talks about this. The Bar Tanura, we'll read the Mishnah in a minute because it's going to come up in the Gemara, but the Bar Tanura says, an Aleph Gimel in Maaser Sheni, where it's talking about, I'll just read it now, Halokeach Behema Lezivchei Shlomim. If somebody buys with their Maaser Sheni money an animal for Shlomim, or Chayel Abasar Taiva, or you buy an animal to eat, a Chaya, which is not Roy Lekarban, in Yerushalayim, so then the Halacha is Yatsa Ha'or Lechulin, the skin does not have Kedusha, we'll get to that, Avavisha Armaruba Vechulu, etc. Says the Rav Bar Tanura there. Mimos Maaser Sheni. Shekachu Iker Mitzvahs Mos Maaser Sheni. The language of the Bar Tanura. Right? This is the Iker Mitzvah of the Mos Maaser Sheni. Liknos Mehen Shlomim. The Yalfinan Sham L'Gzeira Shava. Because you learn Sham L'Gzeira Shava. If you look at the Teferis Yisrael. He quotes, the Mishnah Rishona, also one of the great early one of the Achronim. He quotes the Bar Tanura, and then he says, Milashona mashma, the mitzvah midoraisa, hi mikoach achzer shava. Right, you have to buy shlamims. The enokain, the gzera shava ina elashe yachol liknos bem shlamim. Vishum deshar karbanas chova in bam in a meiser. Elamin achulin, vishlamim mutter. Aval eina mitzvah. Vekach pirish rashi behed yamanachas da pebes. Right, the Mishnah Rishona, Hilar Menachos, right? Rashi here says Yachol, not Chayiv. But then he says Lashon Rashi Psachan Dav Zayin Uba Metziyah Dav Chavav De Ikar Achilas By the Shein Shlamim Ayim Eviim VeHainu. It must be Mi De Rabbanan VeKra Asmachta Bi Alma. So this is a big discussion in the Achronim whether buying Shlamim is a daraisa, that should be like Achilu. You should buy Shlamim with a Meiser Sheni. That's what you learn at Sham Shami Meiser. Is that a real limud? Or is it Yachol? Is it a heter? Is it a heter that you could buy Shlamim? Okay, that is a little discussion in the Nosei Kalim on Meseches Maaser Sheni. Okay, Yonat Yoma, Yom Yerushalayim this week, Maaser Sheni, only in Yerushalayim. So that's our connection tomorrow night. Okay, Amar Rabbi Ami. Hamatfis Ma'os Maaser Sheni L'Shlamim. What if I take Ma'os Maaser Sheni and I want to already designate my money with Kedusha Shlamim? I don't take my Maaser Sheni. What usually happens? I take my Maaser Sheni money and I give it to somebody. I buy Shlamim with it. That's what I do. Now the Shlamim has Kedusha Shlamim on it. And the Maaser Sheni money went to the seller of the animal. And then the money might still have Kedusha, and then the money, you buy fruit and eat the fruit with Kedusha and Yerushalayim. But what happens if I have money and I want to already be matfis, this is how the pashtus is, how Rav Ami is understood, I want to be matfis most, Maaser Sheni L'Shlamim, I want to give that money Kedushas Shlamim ready. Is that possible? Can you make Kedushas Shlamim, could that be chal on the money of Kedushas Maaser Sheni? So, Rav Ami says, no. Lo kanu shlamim. Lo kanu shlamim. It doesn't get kedusha shlamim. My taima, why not? Why doesn't it have kedusha shlamim? De lo alima kedusha shlamim lemecha, kedusha maaser sheni. Because if the money already has maaser sheni kedusha, you can't have kedushas kachim chal on kedushas maaser sheni. Right? That is what Rabbi Ami says. Let's continue a little more, then we'll try to figure it out. Meisvei, is that really true? We have a Mishnah in Maaser Sheni, the Mishnah that I just read. The Mishnah that I just read said that what are we supposed to do? What are you supposed to do when you come to Yerushalayim? You're supposed to take your Maaser Sheni money and buy a carbon with it. Buy an animal to give us a carbon. Or let's say I don't want to buy a carbon for some reason. I can buy a behema for a shlamim. What if I buy a chaya? Buy a chaya, an animal that is non-domesticated. There are no carbonus as chayas. So, that's okay too, the Mishnah says. Lokeach behema lezivchei shlamim, o chaya lebasar taiva, because you want to eat it. Then, what's the normal thing that happens when you buy a carbon and you do something properly? Yatza ha'or lechulin. The or is not hektish, because that's not what you had in mind when you amakdish it. Bar Tanura, ve'ein sarach lechol dama b'Yerushalayim. And when you sell that or, it doesn't have kedusha anymore. It doesn't have kedusha's carbon. That is the, when you do what you're supposed to do, then the outside doesn't have Kedusha. Even the next line of the Mishnah. If you buy barrels, then the kankan, the barrels don't have Kedusha, only what's inside the barrel. But the next Mishnah, what if you didn't do what you were supposed to do? Our Gemara is about to quote this. What if you bought behemoths to eat yourself? Or you bought chayas for Kedusha's carbon? It's just the opposite. Halokeya chaya, and that's what our Mishnah quotes right here. Our Gemara. Halokeya chaya lezivche shlamim. Let's say you buy a chaya, which you aren't supposed to do. You bought it for zivche shlamim. Ubehem ol basar taiva. And you bought behema, which you should have bought as a shlamim. But instead you buy it to eat yourself, basar taiva. Lo yatsa ha'or lechulin. There the or, tough luck on you. The or does not go lechulin. Does not go to chulin. Why not? So we'll get to why not soon. But the Gemara says, Lav lameimer tekani shlamim. Isn't this to say though, so this chaya that you wanted to make into a shlamim, so what is it now? It says that you try to make a chaya into shlamim. It's not a shlamim. Why? Because it can't be a shlamim. So the Gemara assumes now that it must be that you just transferred the Meiser Sheni Kedusha onto this chaya. You transfer the Sheni Kedusha onto the Chaya, and what does it say? Even the Or doesn't go Lechulin. So doesn't that mean, is all Rashi explaining the Gemara, you transfer the Meiser Sheni Kedusha, and then also on top of that, it must have Shlamim Kedusha, because it says it doesn't go to Chulin anymore. So it can't be a full Shlamim Kedusha, but at least Kedusha's Damim Lishlamim. So isn't this against Rabbi Yami? Why? Because a chai is no different than money. Both of them can't be used as a carbon. So Rabbi Ami makes a statement. What did Rabbi Ami say? Rabbi Ami says, if you have money of Meiser Sheni, and you try to put Kedusha Shlamim onto that money, it doesn't work. But isn't the pshat of this Mishnah, when you buy a chaya to bring as a shlamim, it doesn't work? Right? So what do you mean it doesn't work? Didn't you transfer, the Meiser Sheni Kedusha onto the chaya, and then on top of that, there's shlamim, and then you're stuck, because you can't bring it as a shlamim. Isn't that the pshat? So the Gemara says, no. Ha'itmar ala amarav, lo kani shlamim. No, Rav said, lo kani shlamim. No Kedusha shlamim is chal on it. Not kani shlamim. The ab lo kani shlamim. Umay lo yatsa or lechulin. What does the Mishnah mean? When the Mishnah says it doesn't go to chulin, it doesn't mean that it has full kedusha shlamim. No. Hachi kamar eino betoras latseis ha'or lechulin. No, it's not in the world of having to go to chulin. That's what it means. It means it's not kedush at all. That's how you read this the Mishnah. So therefore, nothing to do with Rabbi Ami. That you're trying to wonder if the kedusha of Shlamim can be chal on the Kedusha Meiser Sheni. It doesn't work. My time, why? Amar Rabba, na'asik kolokeach shar lacharisha. It's just like if you had used your Meiser Sheni money to buy an ox for plowing. In that circumstance, the entire ox, including the skin, would get Meiser Sheni status. So why? Because the only time that the skin leaves, it doesn't get Meiser Sheni status, if you buy a carbon. A shlamim. Because then what's the ikar? What you buy? You bought the meat and the fats to use, to eat, to burn. So then the skin doesn't get. But if you do something else that you weren't supposed to do, then the entire animal, including the skin, was included in the transaction. So you bought it to plow with, or you bought a chaya. Both of them, you weren't supposed to do that. So the skin achieves full kedushas meiser sheni. Nothing to do with shlamim. And that's what's going on here. So it's no raya for or against Rabbi Ami. Just by the way, when... we're not learning this sugya be'iya now, but you can think about the kedusha of one chal on the other. When the Ohr Shlomo starts talking about the sugya, he says, sugya zu kasha va'amuka v'hineni mukrach laharich bazeh. I have to explain it. Then he talks about how, what normally happens, we said this already outside, what normally happens is you take Meiser Sheni money and you buy a shlamim with it, so nothing has kedusha one going on to the other. He says, "Lafi adin tzarach liknos b'kesa meiser sheni beim l'shlamim v'chay l'basar taiva v'az lo chala kedushas meiser al ha'or demavliyad meyar b'basar elahacha deshina chala gam al ha'or kedushas meiser v'lo yasa l'chulin." That's what's going on here. Okay, and then he talks about it's b'basachas, it's b'zecher zeh. Okay, that's what he gets into. But that is there's a lot more in the behind the scenes here that we should be aware of. Okay, Viter Itmar. Continues the Gemara, same idea. Hamafis most by Sushin Shlamim. What Rabbi Ami spoke about, if somebody tries to be matfis, make that. They want to already designate their Meiser Sheni money for Shlamim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kani, Rabbi Elazar Amar Lo Kani. Rabbi Elazar says, like Rabbi Ami said before, it doesn't work. But now we're going to define it a little more. V'aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, de Amar Meiser Mamon Hedyotu, de Kuliyam Lo Pligi de Kani. There is a machlokes in general. What is the status of Meiser Sheni? Is Meiser Sheni Mamon Hedyot or Meiser Sheni Mamon Gavoa? Because Meiser Sheni, think about it, other items like Truma.
Truma Yisrael is not allowed to eat, period. Right? Maaser Sheni, it's interesting. Anybody can eat it as long as you go to the right place. So what is that? Is that like, and what else do we have that only can be eaten in Yerushalayim? Karbanos, kachim. So is Maaser Sheni more of a carbon idea, or is Maaser Sheni more of a matana bigvulin idea? That's the machlokas of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir holds that Rabbi Yehuda holds Maaser Sheni is mamon hedyot. You have to eat in Yerushalayim, but it's really mamon hedyot. So if that's true, so then everybody agrees that shlama can be chal on that. Why? Because mamon hedyot doesn't really have kedusha yet. So therefore, the shlama can be chalad. That's not what Rabbi Ami maybe was even talking about. Ki pligi alivid Rabbi Meir. The machlokas is about Rabbi Meir. To Omar, Meiser mamon gavoa. Who? He holds that Meiser Sheni is mamon gavoa. So therefore, mand amar lo kani. So according to Rabbi Lazar, it works out. Rabbi Meir. It's not kona because it already has kedusha. If it already has kedusha, so then you can't put another kedusha on it. Right? Ein kedusha chal al kedusha. Right? Similar concept to like the ein iser chal al iser. Umanda amar kani. And according to the one who says it does work, how does it work? If Meiser Sheni already is mamon gavoa, kivan de Meiser karav le shlamim. Since Meiser is ultimately then hukrav, that's the tzon kachim changes that, as shlamim, or kari le shlamim, or in the Torah it's called shlamim, ki mitfasas le nami tafis. You see there is a connection between the two. Even though generally you would say ein kedusha chal al kedusha, once something is an ola, it can't be made into a shlamim, once something has one kedusha, but here, because there is an affinity between the two, that's why it can work. Again, let's just finish that. I'll mention something. Meisve, again, the Brisa says, I'm not supposed by the sheni of the shlamim, kishu podan most of alein sheni shnei chomshin. So the Brisa says, if I'm matzah's most by the sheni of the shlamim, if I have money now, that is my sheni kedusha and then shlamim kedusha, when I am poda it, I have to add on two chomeshes, two extra payments, which is always the extra payments when we are podas, the owner is podas something from Hekdesh. One for the Kodesh Kedusha and one for the Meiser Kedusha. Isn't that a raya? Isn't that a raya that it can be? Matvis, most by Sasheni, Le Shlamim? The verse says, Misavis Rebbe Akoli, Amar Rebbe Yehuda. That's Rebbe Yehuda Shita. According to Rebbe Yehuda, everybody agrees. Because he holds Meiser Sheni is Mamon Hedyot. But the Machlokas is Rebbe Meir, so it's no raya. As we said before, the pashtus of the reason of why you cannot, according to the Rabbi Meir, that you can't put the shlamim kedusha on it is because in kedusha chalal kedusha. Similar to that, there is an Ar Sameach where he says maybe it's not just that, but when it's mamon gavoa, it's not shalcha. So you can't be mocked or something that's not shalcha. It's not really yours. Once it's mamon gavoa, it's not yours. The Gemara, if you remember, spoke about this back in Kiddushin, where the Gemara spoke about whether a kohen can be makadesh be chelko, because there's also a discussion about his chelok of kachekalim. So kachekalim mamon gavoa mamon hektash the sheet of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So it's a parallel gemara about Meiser Sheni mamon gavoa. Can you mekadesh a woman with Meiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim? So yeah, because you can make Yerushalayim. Can you mekadesh a woman with Meiser Sheni fruit outside of Yerushalayim where it's not going to make it to Yerushalayim? So she's not going to get any. She can sell it. And switch it now, indirect, is there any another she could get? Fascinating questions. You actually need it to be able to get the Meiser Sheni, or objectively it has value, so it has value, period, even if you can't make it. Okay? Right, says the Mishnah. Minayin lo omer hare alai toda, shlo yavi elamina chulin. How do I know, like we said in the Mishnah? Rashi says the first part of this Mishnah is extra, because we already learned it in the last Mishnah. How do I know if I say I have to bring a toda that has become from chulin, tamalomar, but now we give a reason. Fesavachta pesach, lashem lokecha zonuvakar. You shall bring for the current pesach to Hashem, sheep and cattle. So the Gemara says one second. Falo pesach in ba elamina kvatsum and isim. What can it mean cattle? You can't bring a current pesach from cattle. So what do you mean cattle? You can bring from kvasim and izim, which are both sown. Imke matam alomar, sonu bakar. What's bakar? Lahakish kalabam menat son, umena bakar lepesach. As a hekish, to compare everything that comes from son and bakar to pesach. Ma pesach dover shebechova, vein ba elemen achulin. Just like pesach is a dover shebechova. It's a mitzvah you have to do, and therefore, it has to come from chulin money. You can't double dip in halacha. You can't try to cover two of your obligations with the same from the same pouch, right? You can't use the same thing. So a davar shebechova can only come from chulin. I've called davar shebechova in ba'alam in a chulin. So to anything that you have to have a chova in has to come from from Chulin. Lefichach, ha'omer, harei alai toda, harei alai shlamim. So if you make a neder, so now you're obligated to bring those. Toda shlamim, so ho, ban b'choba, lo yavilim in a Chulin. That's it, those have to come from Chulin. Or, unesachim, b'chomachim, lo yavilim in a Chulin. Also, nesachim, whenever you're obligated to bring an ola or shlamim, so then memela, you're mechuyev to bring the nesachim with it. So therefore, it can only come from Chulin. The Mikdash David wonders here, this halacha of Kol Darsh Rechova Eina Bara Ela Min HaChulin. Is that mitam? I'll read you his chakira. Umiya Lamed Gimel. Similar Lamed Gimel, Sefkat and Gimel. Be'ikr Zeh, Darsh Rechova Eina Min HaChulin. The Eina Bara Min HaMaiser. Yesh Ladon in mitam Mishum Kiddusha. Diladavar Shebechova Be'inan Chulin Mamish. Is it that you can't have anything that has Kiddusha? It has Chulin Mamish? Or is it because that Meiser Shani already has a chiyuv of havas makom? Ubechol karbanos yishchobas havas makom. You can't bring something that you already have to bring here, right? It has to bring something new that you didn't have to bring here, and now you have to bring here. L'may nafgamina. Does this halacha apply to truma? Throughout Shas, you find this halacha of Devar Shebechova Eino Bala Min HaChulin. You find that excluding Meiser Shani. Does it apply to truma? That's his chakira. That's his chakira, and he says mistama. Mistama, I would say tzad one of my chakira, so it would include truma. So too truma, you can't use for any of your chiyuvim. Let's see, Yisrael has truma. Can you use it for any of his chiyuvim? That's his chakira. The Torah Zraim, though, other achronim, says you only see it by meiser. They think it's a special din in meiser. Meiser Shani, you're not allowed to use to fulfill all your chiyuvim, even though it says it's formulated as something general, but they say it's the Torah Zraim on page Pei seems to say it's a din miyuchad in meiser. Where does this come up? This comes up with many shailas related to Meiser Ksafim. Meiser Ksafim, again, we can spend a lot of time on this, but Meiser Ksafim, are you allowed to use Meiser Ksafim for certain cases of Davar Shebechova? That's where this principle is applied. Davar Shebechova, Baal Menachulin, says the Taz in Yaradeya, in Reish Mem Tes, Reish Mem Tes Aleph, the Taz says, that's where the Ramah talks about what you're allowed to use your Meiser Shani for. So the Taz says, V'kol shekein l'fro lehem masim de'asur. You can't use it to give for your basic stucker requirement. You can't use it to pay taxes. Avagav de'isav erkama de'basra, shafilu ma, shumos olam notlim b'zroa nechshal l'tzaka b'kol makam, mikri zeh parechovo menat stucker. Right, he says, Teda, de'hagam b'mash adam zon banavaktanim. Feeding my young children. I can't use my Meiser Shani money for that. Why? Because I'm a chuyiv to do that. As a parent, I'm a chuyiv to support my children. I, uleinian liknos mitzvahs bebeis haknesses, my mom's Meiser Shani. What about buying an aliyah? What about buying a kibbutz in shul? Can you use Meiser Shani money? That's a huge discussion. Nearly. De'im b'shas k'nias ha-mitzvahs ha-yadaito al-zeh. If you're going to buy it anyway, shari, tamos l'tzaka azel. V'afshu nan b'mashu m'chaybi likos ha-chem l'sefer Torah, ein ze iser. So it's a big discussion. What about membership fees? Buying a seat? Can you use Meiser Shani money? Right? Most shuls have membership fees. So the big discussion, many poskim say, would a shul not give an aliyah to a non-member? Pashtus not. Pashtus they would give. Pashtus they would give out. They would give you a seat if you walk into shul, even if you don't pay for it. So Pashtus is that. So are you really buying the kibud, buying the aliyah, buying the seat with the money? No, it's just the proper thing to do, to take part in it. You might have a difus member over non-member, but that's why there are poskim that say certain areas like this, you would be able to use Meiser Shani money, because it's not called a Davar Shebechova. The other item, the big issue is, big issue more in Chutz La'aretz, is tuition. Tuition. Can one use Meiser Shani money for tuition? So Me'ikar Adin, no. At least the part of tuition that goes to my child's education. There is a lot of tuition. That's why you got to call up the executive director of any of these schools that one's children goes to and say, how much am, if I pay full tuition, how much of my tuition is going to my son's education and how much is going for scholarship for other kids who can't afford it? And a lot of times, it's like half or even three quarters for scholarships. However, depending on what the tuition is. That part, the extra part, where Moshe says beferish, the extra part you could definitely use from Meiser Ksafim. Because that's not Davar Shebechova, that's pure tzedakah. That's pure tzedakah. Only what is for my children, because I have a chiyuv to educate my children. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Schar limud shemeshayim barbanav haktanim, eino b'chal tzedakah mi meiser. V'yimitzvah b'fnei atzma, kishar mitzvahs. You can't buy a lulav right, with your Meister Sheni, Meister Aksafim, Shari Ebi Yacholos Lasmas Meister Sheni, and that's called Darvashim Bechova, Ein Balam Anachulin. Ramosha has an interesting tshuva in Yoredeya, Beis Kofir Gimel, what about tuition for girls? What about tuition for girls? Ramosha wrote this in 1968, Yurches Ewol. Right, what about for girls? In Rashar, Lashalim, Schalim, Rabbanos, Bebeza Sefer, Shnikra, Beis Yaakov, Mimos Meister. Vada, he says, Yishchilik, Mibanam Lambanos. Pasha says, Achilik, says her Moshe. Midina, Delomod, Mikra, Ha Chayiva Avalami Labanav, Afishar. Umameluhu, Davisha Bechova, Shein Rashar, Lashalim, Meister. Our Mishnah. Avalabanos, She'ein Chayiv Allah Avlomo Lahem Torah, Hare Ain't Davisha Bechova. Vimich Sarah Chayshak, Lahatali Dima Kaza Meister Shani, Kaza Meister, Ksafim. So Pashas is, you should be able to use it for the girls, right? Because there's no chiyuv. Says Rav Moshe, no way. Aval b'medina seinu kan. Once there's a law that you have to send your kids to school, there's a law like that. So now, not to send them to public school is a davar shebechova. That's Rav Moshe's chiddush. Kan shemuchuyavim medina de malchusa lelamda b'batei sefer shalahem ubechazdei Hashem yisparach al Yisrael. Ika harishus the land of bate sefer shadachas and halas yisok sherim, right? Medina shal chesed, Rav Moshe calls America, the yirei Hashem, shenimsa shem lo yitain bito lo mo beit sefer kasher, kade beis Yaakov, v'chadome, l'schane shem b'derech adorei emuna, shkriz mitzvahs, muchrach litain osa lo beit sefer shalom medina, shu chas v'shalom lo torah v'lo emuna, shuzem mechuyev gam lirot, shadei bito kshira lahamin b'ashem, u bito raso, u l'kaim kol mitzvosev, afos os mamon, u memela, habidare shebechova. The only machlokes could be, the only issue could be, the chilek, is, let's say, post-high school. Post-high school girls' education. So they're ready, father might not be as mechuyev. Is he mechuyev? It's a good idea. What? Seminaries, right? Seminaries. So there's one you really ask. Because there, that might not be a davar shebechova, even though everybody else is doing it. Might not be a davar shebechova. So therefore, one might be able to use meister money for that. Okay, but it's a big discussion in the, but it all flows from our Mishnah. What is our Mishnah Menachas Daf Pei Beis? Oh, Lamaisa. What kind of Lamaisa is it? Yeah, it's Lamaisa. Right? That is the, what we said. Seeds, building funds, many issues. All it's about whether it's ever. But what about buying Svarim with Meiser Ksafim? Buying Svarim. That's a good one. Right? Is that a Chiyuv to buy Svarim? Like use somebody else's Svarim. Okay, weiter. We gotta move. Says the, Margalit Hashah says, Dover Shebechova. If you daven shebechova, if we daven and it's just like a chova, it's a daver, it's dibur shebechova, we're just like davening because I say to us a keva, right? We made a keva. So it's an inabalam and a chulin. It must be that our head is in chulin. Must be we have a lot of other stuff on our mind. Our head is in kodesh. Daver shebechova, inabalam and a chulin. Okay. That's the agadita for the day. Says the Gemara Baiter, Upeza gubi minalon. So the whole source of everything is Pesach. That's what you learn from all other karbanos. How do you know Pesach is only from Chulin? The tiny rabbis are Omer, never Pesach Mitzrayim, never Pesach Ladoros. Ma Pesach Omer b'Mitzrayim. Lo b'Elam and Achulin, just like Pesach Mitzrayim came from Chulin, because there was no Meiser. Pesach Omer b'Doros, lo b'Elam and Achulin. So too, Pesach Ladoros must come from Chulin. Amar Rabbi Akiva, v'chidon and efshar, mishi efshar. Come on, Rabbi Akiva says. How can you learn that as a source? There was no Meiser. So it's not like, oh, there was a choice and you only brought it from Chulin. There was no Meiser. So you can't learn Halacha from there. Amar Lei, he says, so what? Okay, I'll agree with you, says Rabbi Eliezer. Even if you say it was Efshar, Raya Gedolahi, Vinil Mani Mena. It's still a Raya. You can learn from there. So Chazer, Rabbi Akiva, Vadon Dinacher. Rabbi Akiva says, okay, fine. Even if you learn from there, there's a Chilak. You can't learn from Pesach Doro, Pesach Mitzrayim. Why? Mala Pesach Mitzrayim shkin inton matan damim v'ibruin l'gabi emes veyach. Pesach Mitzrayim wasn't a usual type of karban. It didn't need regular sprinklings on the mizbeach. You only put it on the doorposts. Tomar, but Pesach Doros shetoin matan damim v'ibruin l'gabi emes veyach. Pesach Doros is a different kind of karban. You have Zrikas. Zrikas defines it as a different karban. So even if you want to say that done in Efshar Mishi Efshar, Rabbi Kiva says you can't. Amar lo, Rabbi Eliezer answers back. No, Hari Yomer, Yavata Zavoda Zoz Bechosh Hazeh. You have a limud, pasuk in Bo. Do this avoda in this month. Sheyu kol avoda shel chodesh hazeh kazeh. So we darshan from that pasuk. All the avodas of this month, previously and presently, all are similar. And therefore you can learn from there. V'Rabbi Akiva, what did Rabbi Kiva say? Rabbi Akiva had two tainas in the Brisa. What do you have both tainas for? E savar lad de ain done in efshar misha e efshar leiko b'milsei. If his yisod is, you can't learn efshar misha e efshar. Let him stand at his reasoning. I mean, what did he have to come up with the next line? The distinction between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros. Just say, you don't learn efshar misha e efshar. E hadar bay, and if he was chozer bo, and the high delo gomar mi Pesach Mitzrayim, mishum the high pirchahu, and if he was chozer bo. And the reason that he does not learn from Pesach Mitzrayim is because of this distinction, Pesach Midbar Yochiach, but doesn't have, does Pesach Midbar should prove it, should uproot him. Why? Because in the Midbar, you also had the Zrikos, even though there wasn't any Meiser, and you still learn it from, and you still had the Halacha of Abam and Achulin. So the Gemara says, L'dvar de Rebbe Elazar Kamar, you're right, Rabbi Kiva holds, ain't done an Efshar Mishi Efshar. You don't, that's the Yisod. He's just saying, L'shitas Char Rabbi Eliezer, you should still think it's a problem. As follows. L'didi, this is Rabbi Akiva talking. According to me, ain't done an Efshar Mishi Efshar. Don't compare nowadays where it's possible to bring from Meiser to Pesach Mitzrayim, where it was impossible because there was no Meiser. So you can't learn from there. L'didach, according to you, di amartan nefshar misha yefshar, you say you can learn it from there, you still have, should have a chilek. Mala pezah Mitzrayim, shekin enon ton matan damim, feim rom lagabim mizbeach. There were no regular zrikas in Mitzrayim. Tomer bepesach doros, sheton matan damim rom lagabim mizbeach. And to pezah doros there were. So Rabbi Akiva says there's a distinction. V'yamalei Rabbi Eliezer. And to that, Rabbi Eliezer answered, via vadata, that limud of yavata, kol avodos, sheyu, shaveh. So that is all Rabbi Akiva, and what Rabbi Eliezer answers him. So now what about the opposite? Now let's deal with Rabbi Eliezer shita. Rabbi Eliezer, leimalei pesach midbar yochiach. Why didn't Rabbi Eliezer answer him? Why did he have to come up with a special drasha of yavata as avoda? Why didn't he say that pesach midbar can be mochiach, that I am right? So the Gemara answers, he too, lidvarav to Rabbi Akiva ka'amarle. He also wasn't saying his own shita. He was saying, according to you, Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva. What, by the way, what is Pesach Midbar? Look at the first skinny line of Rashi. I didn't explicate it totally before. Look at the first skinny line. The Pesach Midbar yochiach, shetan matan damim ve'emurim lemizbeach, ve'eno ba'alam en achulin. Because you want to say, okay, you didn't have zrikas then, you have zrikas in the Midbar, and it still only came from chulin. That would have been what he could have said. So, Gemara says he was just talking according to Rabbi Akiva. Lay. Lididi, according to me, this Rabbi Eliezer talking now, done in Efshar, Mishi'i Efshar. You can learn from Mitzrayim. Omishim hai pircha. And if you want to tell me that there's any kind of problem with that, Pesach Midbar Yochiach. I can prove a Pesach Midbar. That you, there's no fundamental distinction between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros. Lididach, the Amrit ain't done in Efshar, Mishi'i Efshar. According to you, that you say you can't learn it, via vadta, you have a limud that overrides that. A limud that overrides that. The Gemara says, 1 second, v'hashanami lifrach, what do you mean? Heck, why don't you say, ain't done an efshar mishi efshar? Ask that question. So Amar Rav Sheshes knows, zoso meris, a mishivin ala hekish. It must be, you can't ask any kashas from hekish. Via vadta is a hekish, it compares all avodas together, that could override any logical question. Logical questions are ain't done in, that's overwritten by a hekesh. A hekesh is very strong. What do you mean hekesh very strong? Rashi here. Rashi says a hekesh is like a gzeirah shava. You need a rebbe. You need a rebbe. The end of Rashi is osomeris. You need a rebbe for a hekesh. Right? This is Rashi lishitaso. We've quoted many times. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos in Sukkah Lamed Aleph. Rashi there says all the Yud Gimel Midos. Except for Kal Vachomer. You need a rebbe for. Tosfos says the opposite. Only gzeirah shava. All the other ones you can dash on yourself. But this is Rashi, Lishi, Tasso. That you need a hekish from a Rebbe. Okay. Weiter. Ubit Tarbitza, Amar. In Tarbitza, they say. What's Tarbitza? I think it's a place. Rashi has it means the base measures. The place where they're Marbitz Torah. Tarbitza. In Tarbitza, they said. That's Rashi. V'chidavar alami behekish, chozim alami behekish. I got another problem. But still, there seems to be a double hekish here. Why? What's the limud? You learn it from Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach Doros, and then from Pesach Doros to all Karbanos. So how can you say that? Davar shebechove, ein abalam menachulin. That's hekish to hekish. So the Gemara says, no, bechlala itmar. Pesach kule chada milsehi. No, once you learn it to Pesach Doros, that's Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach Doros, that's not called step one. That's just a gilui that all Pesach has that halacha. That's not a step. It's just a gilui. And then you have a hekish from there. Period. So now the Gemara says, for Rabbi Akiva, Pesach deino bala menachulam minalei, according to Rabbi Akiva, so he rejects the Pesach source. So how does he know that davar shebachov eino bala menachulin? Because he says you can't learn it from Pesach. So where does he learn it from? So he learns it from the following brisa, which we're not going to be able to finish even today, but we'll start the brisa today, and the answer will come up at Hashem tomorrow already. But you learn it from the following brisa. The Amar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Shmuel says in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, Zosator la Ola Ula Mincha Valachadis Lashlashlamiluim Ula Zevakashlamim. The pasuk at the end of Tzav, right? The pasuk which is the basis for Kakeli. So what are all of these? These are carbon is all comparing themselves to each other. So what is each carbon teaching for the klal? So that's what the brisa goes through. Ola, what does Ola teach me? Ma Ola to una kli, just like Ola requires a kli, av kol ton kli. So do every carbon needs a kli. What does that mean? Mahi. Ilema mizrak. Does that mean that every Ola, so to all, every carbon needs a mizrak to catch the blood in for Kabbalah Saddam? So Gabi Ziv, Cheshal Mitziv, or Nami Ziv. But it already says that by another carbon. You don't need Ola to teach me that. It says that by the Ziv, Cheshal Mitziv, by the Shlamim that are brought on Shavuos, the Kipsi Atzeres. Ksiv Vayasem Ba'aganos. It says put it Ba'aganos. Right, that's by Matan Torah, by Mamre Sinai. Right, it says Zivchei Shal Mitzibur, but that's because those were, I guess, had the status of Zivchei Shal Mitziburs. So put him up, Vayasem Aganos, you already know that. So Ela Sakin, it must be referred to the knife. The knife, that's the sword. It doesn't say anywhere but Feirish about the knife. So that's what, just like Ola has a knife, so too, all Karbanis. Yola Guvaminola, how do you know an Ola has a knife? Dechsev, Vayishlach Avramis Yodo, Vayikach Zamachel Sashchotis Beno. One of the earliest Olas. Yitzchak Avinu. Avram takes the knife to shech the son. V'hasam olahu, v'chsev ayale ola ola, tachas b'no. So Ola teaches me, based on the Akedah, that one needs a knife. The Maritzchai is in Chulin. That's the question that we had a whole shir on. Maritzchai in Chulin, Daf Tezayin says, Ah, v'yanan me Avram nekem v'nigmar. It's always straight. The Maritzchai quotes this a number of times. We're going to learn from Avram Avinu. Anan me Avram nekem v'nigmar. The rock, he says, the Aruch says, "Ain lamedim yavram b'risha dain lon istava b'mitzvus." They ain lamedim because of Matan Torah. Huge discussion. Do you learn from before not Matan Torah? Even we discussed the sugya of even if something existed before Matan Torah, it might have changed in Matan Torah. Nitzna Torah v'nischat shalacha. But what about other than that? He says, "Can you learn anything from before Matan Torah?" And he says, which many mafreshim say, you could learn hashkafis before Matan Torah. Zrizim Akdim Lamitzvahs, you can learn before Matan Torah. The order of who gets married, you can learn before Matan Torah. Rak Chavivas HaMitzvah Mashahu, Rak Hisnagus Tovos, V'lo Mitzad Chiyuv L'meidin Gamay Avraham, K'mod Yafinam and Yashkim Avraham Baboker, Padre Hashinim Bezvachim, Ay, what it says, Shechidas Kachem Tuna Kli, Sarech Lomar, so how can you learn this halacha? This isn't just Ashkafa. Shiny Kachem, Dinitztavu B'nei Noach, Dichsiv La'avda U'lashamra, V'darshina bebreishes Rabba la'avda ilo akarbanus u'bedavar shenitztavu shuv lemeidem yam shapir k'mod yafina k'mod mitzvas mila ba'avram harbi in yanu mashenoge eleinu. That's the Maritz Chayis here in Chulin. Actually, the Maritz Chayis elsewhere in Brachas quotes that nitzor v'nitzchat shalacha, quotes that principle. But that's what he says. Maybe because it's a mitzvah that he was mitzuva in, you can learn from there. Just one final point, and that is I saw in the Ma'oris Hadaf that. We learn various halachas from Avram Avinu when it comes to the Akedah, but there's a medrash. There's a medrash that says that Avram Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could I give an Ola? I'm not a Kohen. It wasn't a Kohen. Right? Shame. Noach's sons was a Kohen. God's only fit to food. Hashem said to him, don't worry. When you get there, I'm going to be mocked as you as a Kohen. Mocked as you as a Kohen. I'm going to change you into a Kohen. And that's one of the reasons why it's called Har HaMoria, from the word Meimir, from the word Tmura, because Avram was switched and substituted and became a Kohen. And he took Shane's position, at least for that moment, to become a Kohen. Unbelievable. Unbelievable Medrash. That's in the Medrash Psikta Rabasi. Perek Mem. That the conversation took place, and that's one of the names for Har HaMoria. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Hashem, we will continue with more Menachos discussions. The last daf in Perakatoda, as we get to Perakol Karbanis. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue.